like he's telling you about the boys who almost died. There was Ben who jumped on a tree and got hit by lightning.
You see, Daddy?
Yeah.
I think he was climbing a tree.
Yeah.
And the tree almost fell down.
Yeah.
And jumped off of the railway.
Oh, I see. That was Horsey Man?
What?
Horsey Man?
Yeah.
What happened to Washi and Ghana?
Well, they just, two of them climbed a tree.
Uh-huh.
They jumped off. The thunder made a crack, mm-hmm. and they jumped off of those two trees.
But how did they get sick?
Well, they ate bees.
They ate bees? And what happened to Garner?
He ate bees.
What about the boy that ate spiders?
He got sick.
What happened to him?
Then, right after sick, he died.
Uh-huh. And did he go to your preschool?
No.
I thought these kids went to your preschool.
Some kids did.
What were the ones?
Some kids died.
Which ones went to your preschool?
And so, mm-hmm. now he goes to preschool.
Does he eat bees?
No.
Okay.
Pig Goldman always has to go in a chair, and he always gets fatter and fatter and fatter,
uh-huh.
and the chair moves over to the worm, and he always gets fat and fat and fat.
I see. That's wonderful.
But the chair moves.
The chair moves, yeah. Well, Mark, let me ask you a question.
What?
Have you ever eaten bees?
No.
What happens if you eat bees?
You die?
Uh-huh. How'd you die?
You eat bees.
What happens to, what do the bees do to you?
Bees get up.
They sting you.
They sting
your mouth?
Yeah.
How many bees did they eat?
Hmm.
How many?
Gargoyle Man ate bees.
Uh-huh. Gargamel?
Yeah. No, Gargoyle Man.
Gargoyle Man. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
Gargoyle Man has a buddy. That is that's Jumpy Man.
Yeah.
That's his buddy.
How about Beekeeper?
Oh, he's a bad boy.
Really?
Yeah, he doesn't do good work at school.
What school does he go to?
He always cuts his paper. He's a bad boy.
Okay.
He cuts his work.
Uh-huh.
He's a bad boy.
Okay. Mark, he said, I hate milk when it's warm. And then I said, it's not warm, Mark. Taste it. It's cool. And he said, I hate milk when it's warm. Oh, it's warm? It's not warm. Was your milk warm?
No, it's cool. Daddy, what about my other? Oh, okay, I'll get mine.
Ross wanted to make sure that he got into my bed tonight. And he said,
so
I said,
Mark,
Ross, when are we going to do reading tomorrow? And he said,
Mark,
we made a deal that we would do it in the morning.
Daddy's gonna be in the middle
and at the night time. And
then
he said, now will you carry me up? And then he added, to your bed. And the addition of to your bed was very important, of course, because that was part of what he was angling for, was to get into my bed. Okay, are you all set up for us?
What? I've been
sweaty
all day.
That sweaty thing?
Yeah.
You all sweaty?
You know what? Mm-hmm.
What, Mark?
That's that.
Was that your
new
story?
Yeah, me. That's good. What I do.
What are you about? Hey, move over.
I'm not. Yeah.
sleeping.
Well, I thought I should take off my dirty clothes.
Mm. Well, how did you find all those things?
It was right here.
Under the pillow.
Oh, have you looked under the pillow?
Here, no,
I forget the pages.
Move pillow off. Mom, that's not a very smart place to put it.
I didn't know.
It's just not smart. It wasn't a smart place to put a present, was it?
How was I supposed to know?
Oh, Mom.
Sorry.
How was he supposed to know?
They can have one of these.
That was awesome.
Look at me.
Oh, get that back in there.
Well, do they want to...
Disgusting.
Here, let's read it.
I'm not going to read it if Ross Marty doesn't put his penis back in there.
I put it back in here.
Read it to him. Here, guys. I just didn't know.
This one needs a little love, too. Mommy's going to read the book.
What is it
called? Because she brought it out.
What is it called?
It's called Thornton Bird.
Here, Mom.
Thornton Bird. No, it's called... No, that's not the name. It's called Favorite Tales by Thornton Burgess. Must have lots of stories in here. Oh, this is Mom's thing, right?
Huh?
Is this some book out of your childhood? Hattie's Surprise Visitor and Reddy Fox's Sudden Engagement. I hate that, Ross, when you do that.
Mikey, now Daddy's in the middle.
Well, not in the middle.
Mikey, you're being horrible.
Mikey, now he can't read you.
Wait, let's see what I'm doing. Yeah, he'll figure it out. What's wrong? What's your problem, little boy? You hate diapers? What's the problem, Mike?
And he hates everything, even his friends.
I do. Oh, you've been real mean.
And he hates you too.
Yeah? Do you hate me too?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
Hate me?
You've been mean to him. That's why he hates you. I think he ought to. You've been terrible to him tonight. Yeah. Yeah, you've been terrible to him.
See, do you like the diaper?
Put that penis back. Okay. Have you gone pee first?
Good. You put all your stinky things on.
Mom, I just got had it with Ross.
Sorry.
He's being so mean to his brother, I can't stand it anymore.
Close.
I can't stand it.
Chuck.
No, I don't even want to look at you anymore. It's disgusting.
No,
pee first in the toilet. You've been making some really big mistakes tonight.
You've been cheeky, little kid.
Mikey's been cheeky at me.
Yeah.
phone.
That's the million.
I knew if I wasn't good, I would be able to stay here.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
And you're not good.
It's good enough to stay. It's good enough to stay.
You're not good.
You're getting mad too now. You see, it's in your big brother. Now the little brother's
done. You're bad.
What's this business? Why does everyone have to tease you? Come on, tuck me in. Tuck me in.
Mommy, I don't know how cool is this.
Only if boys are good.
I will.
You will be good? No. And no more tucking in and scooting around?
Yeah. Okay. I'll be in the middle.
And how about you? No more teasy little brother?
No more teasy. You're a baby man.
Oh, you're a baby man. Mark, no more teasy baby. Okay, now I want both boys to give each other kisses. Come on. Little brother kiss now.
Stupid.
Okay, no kisses, no reading.
He asked Ross if he knew what tales were. He said some are on your body and some are in a book.
So Mark, he said, I don't have any syrup. And I said, you had infinity syrup. And he said, but I don't have any more syrup. And I said, but Ross had infinity syrup. And he said, are you kidding? Didn't you have infinity syrup, Ross?
No.
Didn't you pour your own?
If I would have some pinky, I would have it all the way from the top down to the bottom.
If it were infinity, there would be no top and bottom.
That boy wants it. No, that boy wants it.
Are you going to want another pancake? Are you, Daddy?
I don't know.
I'll put it on Marky's plate. You can come and doctor it up.
Yeah.
And share it with him. That's an awfully hot pancake, Mark.
You covered up the parts. You covered up what was in you. Marky, what's wrong? You can't get at his pancake. You want me to lift the big one? Want me to take the big one up?
Too hot?
Cut it.
Okay.
Now, how are we supposed to know that's what you wanted? All you were going with.
Yeah, couldn't you use words, Mark?
Right. Oh, that's good.
Before you cut it, you have to always have syrup. Makes it easier to cut.
Nonsense.
Makes it a lot easier.
Makes it wet. Makes it easier.
Makes the infinity nice.
I'm getting for the dumb word.
What was the dumb word? Mommy said
it's
it.
Nice.
Who said it?
You did.
Daddy is infinity mouth.
Okay, infinity syrup.
Infinity mouth.
Here's your infinity peaches.
Infinity peaches.
Mm-hmm. You come in to the dinner dining room, and he said, I'm just holding a cup without making it crack. He was telling why he was coming in late for, not really late, but why he was coming slowly into the dining room. He was carrying a cup of tea, a teacup with water in it. I'm just holding a cup without making it crack. In other words, he meant he didn't want to drop the cup.
Like you dropped the glass yesterday.
And he had dropped a glass. Marky, did you break, did you crack up a glass?
No.
No.
I didn't crack.
Water towels.
Yeah.
Mark, tell me exactly what happened, okay? When you got there, what happened? Ross, do you want to tell me?
We went to a thing, and a sign.
Here, put your popcorn over here.
A sign. And, we came to a graveyard, and then there was lots of, stones,
gravestones.
There's this big monster. And it was supposed to go from the, and there was a rope. And we hold on to the rope and when we see this guy. They cut the rope and the slicer comes down his neck. And chops his head off.
Okay, now Margaret tells me the rest of it. Go ahead.
Yeah.
And what happened then? When his head
What's all the
smart.
Out. The outside, so there's no more scary things anymore.
It was all over?
Oh, Mikey, you got that.
And then what happened? Then what happened next?
Nothing.
Did you ever get presents?
Let us go the wrong way. Wrong way. This is the thing.
What were the wrong ways?
And I kept pushing and pushing on Mommy to go to the wall.
And then there was a truck that went beep.
I just pushed her into one of the walls.
Right, and Mark Russell.
Were there any other kids there?
No.
Were there any other kids there? Were there any other kids there?
Yeah.
What about
not very nice, I think.
No?
Not very nice.
No?
You know what? Nice. I almost shake the gorilla's hand.
Really?
Yeah. And you think there was a squirrel. He tried to grab me. Tried to grab me.
Really?
They grab.
Pretty horrible, eh?
They grabbed, they pushed, they pulled, and then they would take your hand and guide you through it so they wouldn't fall.
Did you guys get pretty scared?
Yeah.
Boy, do you want to go there again next year?
No.
No way, huh?
No.
Why not?
It was all scary.
You didn't have any fun?
Mm-mm. We had
didn't
some,
you scare them with your blood teeth? Your blood teeth? Didn't you scare
people,
them?
Well, we had some people scare Guts out.
You did?
But some were friendly.
Some were friendly. Did they take their costumes off afterwards?
No way. No way.
Oh.
They had more to do.
They had more scaring to do?
Mm-hmm. How did you like the white? The way it was dark and the white flowed?
Did they have it set up pretty scary?
Yeah. I thought there was
I do not want to go there again.
No? You really think it was haunted by real ghosts? You think those were real ghosts there?
Yeah.
I thought there were real men.
Were they real mean?
What?
Were they real mean?
You mean the men that chopped the head off? Yeah, they were bad guys.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry you boys didn't have any fun. We won't make you go next time.
We
won't make you go next time, okay? Next year you don't have to go. I'm sorry. It was a real mistake. Marky thought it was a mistake.
He likes it.
Marky doesn't want to do that.
Well, I like those people.
Marky thought it was too scary. You don't have to go next year, Mark, okay? What did you say about the haunted firehouse? What?
See,
have these.
Mm-hmm.
Said, have these.
Yeah? What were they?
Cards.
Cards?
I lost some in the car.
You did?
When we were on the way home, I lost them in the car.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Even I lost the rubber band that stitched all the cards together.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You lost them all?
Yeah. All of the cards.
Maybe they were presents?
Yeah.
From the ghosts?
Presents, they get... Even in the haunted house, two of the gorillas gave me five pennies.
Really?
I mean, this many pennies.
Mm-hmm. Pretty horrible, huh?
What?
Was it horrible?
No. He gave me 60 mm-hmm. pennies.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
And how about your brother?
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 40.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Like you said, you know what? I was looking in the He-Man book, and He-Man picked Skeletor out of the water. I was just walking by the stairs, by the way, when he said that. It's just a comment.
He-Man did.
Oh, who picked him out?
Merman.
Oh, Merman picked Skeletor out of the water. I'm sorry. He said Merman picked Skeletor out of the water.